Is it rolling?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I don't
know.
Yo.
Are we doing childhood memories then?
We are throwback? Doing. Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, I don't have much.
Yo, yo, yo.
I didn't.
I feel like my mic is mad quiet.
Is it?
I don't know.
But that's what happens to these headphones. That's why I'm always mixing
up.
I don't know.
I see.
Because you're mad loud in mine.
Somebody turn number two up.
Are they all max?
Is it?
That's not max.
No, it's not.
That's not me.
That's not. That is it me?
Number two.
Is it me?
That's me. Hello.
So one, two, three, four.
Hello. Yeah, I can hear myself now.
Oh, right.
One, two, three, four.
Check one, two.
All right.
Hello. Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. Oh, is there bass in my thing?
There is bass.
All right. Cool.
Is there gain?
Cool.
Is there gain?
I can be a gain, innit?
Yeah, I'm a little bit distorted still.
No, you're not distorted to me still. That's the thing.
All right. Now
I see.
It's some bougie headphones.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
The basic bitch ones are perfectly fine.
But anyway, Yo guys, and welcome back to another flipping episode of About That Chat. I think this is like season three, episode two.
Yeah.
Season eight in general.
Yeah. We literally was just cutting out each other's hair today, so that was fun.
That's why I got a trimmer.
That's why man's got the beard thing.
That's why he's got the beard thing. Yeah.
He's got the beard thing, but I'm not wearing my mask.
Let me get my mask. But yeah.
So guys, we are wearing masks.
We are wearing the mask, but just not around our face.
Yeah, because we want you to see our mouths, and if this is a
problem, we can't really speak as well because
we can't really speak without.
All right.
A bit of a sticky mask on.
Can't you please get your mask?
But yeah, the subject today.
One sec.
I can't find my mask. I've got this one.
See, I was going with the black thing.
Yeah, I thought I had a black one.
I just black out, back out.
Oh wait, I know it.
I can't ship, he can't tap out. Am I alright in your earphones?
Yeah.
Alright, coolio, Don Julio.
Don Julio.
What?
But yeah,
don't
the
wear
topic
it.
Today is it childhood memories?
We was going to talk on the topic of Asian cruelty first.
We're going to talk on a lot of different topics in this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm very loud, but it's because I'm far away from it.
Also, put your mic with the thing.
Yeah, hold on.
Thing is, I feel like I'd need to do more research.
That's the thing. But because I'm sitting here, that's why it's like that. Okay.
Yeah, test one, two.
Thank you so much.
One, two, three, four. Five, all right. Six, seven, eight.
Yeah, do you know what you can do? Yeah.
This is what the group chat is like, you know. Yeah. You can catch a cheeky zero. You're mute.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite funny, but
when
we mute each other, we can't actually hear. This is a good representation. Fuck me, man.
English.
Let me just pause. Let me just allow
English.
It. It's a good representation of what the group chat is like.
100%.
Yeah, group calls and everything.
I feel like this is basic. I think, you know what? The main podcast is called Group Chat. The small talks, and then we have to have something else. Sorry.
Yeah, man.
That's a good idea.
So, just to raise awareness.
Mm-hmm. Speak on it,
Richard. Recently, there's been a... blast on the internet of abusive nature towards the Asian community. I thought it should be spoken upon.
I think we could speak on it in a good times, but you also have to speak on it in the way of other things as well. So once you say what you need to say, I'm also going to say things that I've researched and I know about the culture.
These men have been doing research. I'm sorry.
I haven't researched properly.
Right, go on, do your thing.
But yeah, I think really, I don't have any problem with any Asian of any sort. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't, like, I just see you as, you're another person, I'm another person. So I don't understand why someone else would see anything wrong.
Can I say something on that? I think it's because you're black as well. And I feel like you, in a way, you can understand, like, people. I'm not saying, you know, a certain race, but I'm just saying, I feel like you come for a point where you can understand why don't people like me, in a sense. So it's like, you would see them as other people because you're, in a way, to some people, in that same position. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. As soon as you're ethnic minority, automatically you also have like a common ground of like understanding of people just don't like me for the fact of I'm this or I'm this. I think with a lot of Asian, with this at the moment, I don't know what it's based off of.
What is it going?
But I think it's just COVID, I think.
So what it is.
I'm not sure.
People are, to you briefly. So yeah, you see how people like to point fingers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this whole COVID thing apparently started from
Wuhan, whatever
was going on in that situation, and it, apparently it was from the Asian people or the Asian area, and even Donald Trump was like, "These Asians,
the Chinese disease,
the Chinese disease needs to go home."
Yeah.
Like, he was pinpointing it because he didn't want people to talk to him about him trying to cure it because he didn't want to do nothing. So
it's not even a cure, I reckon that had something to do with it.
Yeah, they probably
all testing in one area, bro.
It probably did, but I think also it's a thing of
conspiracy theory.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. People are saying, "Oh, it's the Asian disease. It's Asian dish. It's the Asians need to stop the Asian." So people are getting.
This has been happening.
See, everyone's
catching it. So how are they just solely an Asian?
The thing has been happening since the beginning of COVID.
Do you know what I mean?
The thing that I was confused about, is the fact that it came from an Asian. So why are you gonna attack my man from next door? Like, he had nothing to do.
He's been in this country for 50 years. Like, what's he got to do?
He's been with you in the fight. You know what I mean?
But I don't know. I don't know if you guys know about, like. You see, when this started, right?
Mm.
The Asians was putting their blame on someone else, black people, and this is why I'm understanding of the fact that it's not right to blame everybody, but don't now play as you're the victim, because yes, it is bad that people are pointing their fingers at you, but when this started, they were holding in black people captive in China. Because of the fact that they thought that the black people brought this disease, right?
I feel like it's that classic thing of don't stoop down to their level.
Yeah, but obviously it's not about stooping down to their level. It's about understanding that it's wrong. Yeah. But then don't, like, we have to kind of...
I think same ones, you didn't know any better, but also but it's not about now we have the knowledge...
Not many people have this knowledge of what's happened in China. Oh, so it's like
not allowing black people into McDonald's and all of that
stuff like that in China's not.
I know they like that in like Caribbean countries as well. They have shops and they be.
Yeah.
Dickheads.
I think but not even just that in Chinese, where I come from, Grenada. Yeah, Chinese or Asian people are coming to Grenada and treating us like shit.
I know that happens in Jamaica as well, 100%.
So it's like it's like really and truly, I understand. Don't just do this because of they did this to us, but it's a thing of don't now paint them in the picture of they're perfect. No one should be like, okay, but just because Dave next door is Asian doesn't mean you should go out and shout at him. Mm. But don't forget the fact that, like,
yeah, but it's not it's the problem is I think, people look at the wrong people to put this on.
Yeah, of course.
That's the main problem. It's like, okay, maybe him next door, maybe he's Asian, but like. Who's been living here for 30 years? Mm-hmm. He hasn't been to China or wherever it is.
It's the same way. For the same way.
So how can you blame him?
You're mistaking opinion with race. It's like you're going, okay, cool. That means everyone in this race thinks the same way. Like, no, it's literally a group of people that have the same opinion, which is making a problem.
But it's the same way. It's the same way a white person will come to us, and tell you you're a nigger or this and that because a black person slept with their wife. It wasn't me that had sex with your wife. It's that black person.
And that's the problem. We're blaming the wrong people. Like, go to him. If you're bad, go to him and tell him that. Don't come to me, because me and them are not the same.
Certain people have that sort of thing against white people because of something that white person done. Like, right now there's a lot of people out there that, like, white people are, sorry to say it, coons. White people are this. Just because
I had a man at the top of my
we
right.
could go even off subject.
Yeah, no, not
and,
like that.
That man hurt my heart. So all men are trash.
Yeah. No, but it is. It is the same thing. But it's like, I think it's like people are, they don't know when to direct their thing or not direct their thing, because it's like people are saying, in general, people are saying all black people are thugs.
Mm.
All Muslim people are Asian or
terrorists
or Somalian or Arabic.
That was a thing at one time.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because of them few bombings here, yeah. They were like, oh,
all,
watch
they're
out.
All ISIS and they're all yeah. Da-da-da-da.
I remember that. But that was a deep
really, if you dig into it, yeah, I'm so sorry. If you dig into it, majority of the
listen,
of the
don't
attacks,
say anything
damaging. No, I'm not. The majority of the attacks that's happened in London has been a white person. Or a person
like
of,
an extremist.
You know what I mean, right? And
that
but they're quick to say
follow.
They're quick to say that because it was by a white person, it's not terrorist. It's this person's mentally sane, insane. You know what I mean?
It happens in the media a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah, man. The media
the
is very
like
twisted.
Donahue went into the mosque
Frenzy
and
Park.
Shot everyone.
Yeah,
mm.
No.
He was in America. He shot like
yeah.
And the guy just said he's mentally ill.
And in Frenzy Park, a white guy drove a van into people in the mosque.
Yeah,
it's and always mentally insane. It's dumb.
That was yeah.
So why can't everyone else be mentally insane?
But this is what I'm saying though, because it's like in people's eyes, people are like a certain race or certain people are perfect.
Yeah.
So even if they come and shoot you in
the
head,
they have the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, they can come shoot you in the head, and you're like, oh no, he didn't mean to shoot me in the head. He meant to, you know, shoot the bird.
That's how it's always been set up, though. To be honest,
yeah.
That's not
yeah he's trying to shoot out his mental feelings. His family treated him really bad. He had a bad brought
the rest of us. The rest of us ain't like that either.
Fuck, I'm trying to pay my rent. What the fuck?
What the fuck? I'm broke too.
It doesn't make no sense with the certain things. I'm just like, really and truly. Just direct it or don't hate, because it's like if you're hating at people, you're just gonna bring it down on yourself again. So just I understand that you might
sometimes
have
sometimes it really amazes me. Like, we all live on this one planet together, and you feel like you can just start hating on other people. Like, you have to live on this world. Where else are you going? You can go as far as possible, but you still have to end up in the same world. Just fucking get along them ones. I don't like certain people, but then again, it's like, it's not like a thing where I'm going to say, oh, you stink because you come from this, or oh, you do this, because it's like, no, bro. I just don't like you, and we keep it pushing. We don't have to be racist. We don't have to be thingy. We have to live on this. Mm-hmm. We have to share this planet. Have you got a next one to go to? No. So where the fuck are you going then? You're not
going
shit else.
Still,
do you know what I mean? On a little fucking vacation.
Some of this content might be a bit old when it comes out, but we still move. It's still a thing we're covering.
Yeah,
we
man. I don't care when. It has to be spoken about. We should normalise talking about these things any fucking day of the week. Like, Black History Month is not just a month, bro.
Yeah.
I don't change my colour after the month's done.
Yeah.
We're not finished. Like,
yeah, man, take off all the...
shit, you know what I mean? Start rubbing off fucking makeup. Like, no.
There we go, there.
I don't think any race should have a history.
Jerry,
month,
get
you
the
know?
Barbecue on.
I feel like it's just, in general...
I feel like there's a lot of... I don't know, man. History maps in general don't make sense. It should always be history.
Oh, see, here's a controversial thing.
Like, England, every fucking day we learn about the bloody like the royals. I don't care, bro.
Royals, the Romans.
You know, I learned, yeah, in Vikings. The Caribbean, you have like you learn about all the islands. You learn about history. What the fuck?
Here's a controversial thing I was thinking of.
Pardon my language.
So you know how we're saying about how everyone says black people do this, black people do that. No, I'm not saying, but like, okay, how do I put this?
Oof. It's cold.
So, you know how we used to say that thing like, white men can't jump? Or
you?
I don't know about that one.
Do you know what?
They can.
Keep that in your mind, yeah? But I want to say, there's a lot of people that actually accepted the fact that white men can jump and better than some black people, or white men can have sex and they have big dicks better than
bigger oud.
You know what I mean? But it's like the people that
and
are insecure.
Some white
girls
have bigger booties than black girls. Keep it moving.
It's true.
There's certain people that's insecure in their race, which they want to perceive that they have it. So they'll say white men haven't and black people do. But really and truly, you're small and the white man is fucking your girl. But sorry.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to say with that is the whole thing of this race does this, generalizing
stereotypes.
Yeah, that should be cut off, and it should be like, you know, Antoinette does this
because she's that. Just why, nigga? No, I'm joking.
Right, Armani does
but
that.
You know, with the
Dre
stereotypes,
you know
in a way, right? I feel like, to be controversial, in a way, it comes from somewhere, first of all. But also, like, if this one black person does it and you've seen about three do it, doesn't mean everyone does that.
True.
Do you know what I mean? Just because, let's say, you eat chicken, calm. So black people eat like chicken. Yeah, but you've only met three people.
We love chicken.
I love chicken.
No, we don't love
I don't give a
I
shit.
I love chicken.
And yummy.
I have a
one person I have a personal, doesn't like it.
I have a personal connection with a chicken wing.
I feel like it's overrated.
I like chicken. If it's with rice or chips.
Chinese shop, sponsor me.
I do like chicken curry, chicken stew.
Yeah. Money. All right, we get it.
Chicken.
If I wet him up with this juice, what's going to happen?
Fried chicken.
Money, shut up now.
Macaroni, cheese and chicken.
Macaroni, cheese and chicken.
I imagine
you
start talking
like Gally. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, just because you've met three, this is the problem. You meet three black people throughout your whole life and then you think you're justified to say every black person does this. It's like, no, you haven't met enough. You don't know the world's population. Like, have you even been to fucking Zimbabwe? Like, no, you don't know people.
See, here's the funny thing, right? I mean, of course, we can't really achieve this, but with coronavirus, didn't they test, like, a range of people to cure a global pandemic?
Thank you. You've tested about 20, so 30 people.
They will go
in terms of, like, what we can do to, like, as humans. Like, we're trying to judge who's who, who does what, who is good for me.
From a small minority, yet again.
Like, this is going to even go back to men are trash. If a woman has been broken, okay? If a woman has been broken...
Men are trash, don't let them tell you nothing, babes. Yeah. Don't worry.
Of course,
Queen, stand up for yourself. Men are trash.
You know, obviously, I feel like
we're not saying men are trash.
I'm joking. I'm actually joking.
We're saying that I wouldn't blame a woman for being skeptical if a dead man broke her heart. I wouldn't blame her to be skeptical, but I would be annoyed if she acted upon that skepticalness without judging the man.
No, drink that first.
Carry on.
So, going back to the subject, when you judge an Asian, do not judge them from a racial rumor you've just heard about that Asian.
How about
man.
You ask Bob next door? Fucking, yeah. How's your how family about, in China? Because you know what?
How about
them ones?
Leah.
Imagine if they've died now. What? Yeah, they caught it, but they died. Like, is that not worse than them?
Do you know what's mucked up as well?
I don't understand.
Completely off-random. How is this stronger than your drink? And it has whiskey in it.
No, this is strong, bro.
Bro, it's a...
Daniel's
5%.
Yeah.
No. Strong for me, though.
Fair enough.
Cool.
But yeah.
Anyway, so, you know what? I think... We haven't finished on this topic, but I think...
Don't judge a fucking book by its cover.
And stop thinking just because you've read one book.
You've read all of
them. Yeah,
the cover.
Perfect.
Judge just by the cover.
Don't cover the judge by... Don't judge the cover, judge the book. Aye, man. Don't book the cover. Book. Don't... Whatever. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Don't think you've read all of them. Just that's a perfect...
Book, one book the cover. Judge by the book with the cover. And
cover
open
the book.
The book.
Cover. Anyway. Judge the book by the book.
By the book.
By the
you have to
the
open
book.
The book and judge the cover. Verb.
All right. All right.
Moving on.
Next topic. Man.
Quick one. White girls and do-rags. Why do you not do this? What the fuck is going on? Like, why?
Like, what are you doing?
I feel like no racial yet. A lot of you.
Are we stereotyping, Dre?
Yes.
Okay. Just as long as we have it, disclaimer.
Like, why?
We had a deep convo just a minute.
I get it, man. Like, I don't understand. It doesn't look... The thing is, it looks shit. Anyone here has ever seen
a
white girl?
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's the style. Yet again, yeah, sorry to say it, and if... I don't care. I honestly don't give a fuck. Boxer braids. No, bro. Do-rags. Like, some things, yeah, cool.
Stop, man.
Do your thing. And I understand they've got this whole argument about, but black people wear wigs, like straight hair. I know, but it's also a protective hairstyle. What are you protecting, Emily? What are you protecting with your fucking do-rag with your straight hair? Your split ends. Like, I don't understand.
I feel like if it looks good on you, you go, girl. But
you go, girl.
But if it looks shit, why are you wearing it?
Why are you wearing it?
If you have long hair, going up to your ass.
It's not even that. Don't it's wear also them do-rag. Ones. It's like, what's the purpose for you wearing
and that's not we just for a, white girls. That's the truth for
we have a
girl.
Purpose.
On this topic, I also want to go into something else, but carry on.
Okay. But we have a purpose to... I say we, not really, but... Man, them have a purpose to wear it because the waves or protect the thing. Do you know what I mean? When it looks bummy or something. Even when it's not, there's a purpose. What is your purpose? So that you hide your fucking grey. Like, I don't understand. What's the purpose?
Yeah, man.
God knows. Anyway, go on, man.
If my mum wore a durag, I swear to God. Football. If my mum wore a durag, I'd be so pissed off. I wouldn't be pissed off, but I'd be like, Mum, what's going on? Honestly.
I don't think they're going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah. My topic that I was going to bring up. Who saw the video of the woman was like, I don't know how to explain things properly, but like, I just want to say this and I just want to know your opinion. And then obviously, like, what it is, like, I know I don't want to be racist or anything, but like, what's your opinion of people calling white girls gratings? Like, is it racist or not?
Low key, you know, it's not.
It's not right.
It's not right.
I heard from someone that you actually can't be racist to white people because we're the so-called suppressed or the minorities, and therefore the minority can't be racist to a majority.
Right. You know what? Wait,
that's what I heard. So you can be rude, but apparently you can't be racist.
I feel like the flip. Yeah, it's getting...
Yo, what the fuck are these, man?
The definition, cool. Race, isn't it like being rude to a race because of their race?
Mm.
It's based on stereotypes yet again.
Let me say something.
Go on, girl. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is the same woman that's saying about is calling gratings racist,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, is the same woman that's probably appropriating black culture. Right.
I mean, she's mixed, no?
She wasn't mixed.
Was she not?
She was not mixed. She was a white girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
When you say appropriating, what do you mean?
When I say appropriating, she's probably going out there.
She's wearing boxer braids.
Chasing the black guys. Chasing, or not even just chasing the black guys. She's dancing to black music. She's doing, like, she's appropriating it to her benefits, not appreciating it. Okay, that's one different thing.
What's the difference?
Appreciation is appreciating black culture. I think appropriating is using it to your benefit in a way. I don't know how to explain it. I'm not really too cultured in it and I don't want to say the wrong thing. But what I was going to say again
is that it's very
wrong to throw something back at someone. So calling a white girl gratings or people call them blue foot or whatever
it is.
Yellow bone. No, that's mixed race.
Let me say this.
Have you guys heard these like... Grating, I haven't heard that
before. I have. It's common. But what I'm saying is it's still racist. I'm not saying it's a Me Too thing, or I'm not saying that it's I'm saying it's still racist when a guy says, oh, you're a big fella. Oh, you're a big fella, aren't you? Bit scary, aren't you? Like,
yeah.
You're quite pretty for a black girl.
Girl.
You know what I mean? But
I've had no one tell me that, thank God.
People don't things like that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because it's subtle jabs.
It's subtle jabs.
Subliminal
shit. It was one of those ones. No, but I feel like
black people
teacher.
Have done that more to me than anyone. Oh, you don't seem black. Oh, you don't.
Oh yeah, I've had it. HR said, you're not black. Oh, I didn't think you were black. Who's your name? Like, so a black person can't have the name.
Of course you do. Black people are quite very internally racist.
Like, yeah. It's like, bro, it's like, this is why I don't back the black community sometimes, as bad man as that seems. Like, you niggas trip, man. Like, it's them ones. We've had a conversation about this low key as well.
That's the thing.
We're just as bad as everyone else.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, yeah, don't, like,
another cultural appropriation thing, wearing braids.
Yeah.
Girls wearing
boxer braids
and stupid shit like that.
Remember that girl in college?
Yeah. Fuck, I mean, like, I feel like there's
a short thing.
There's a bad thing in every culture, in terms of.
She used to drive that little car.
Yeah, man. She used to have that. In terms of
like, if you, like, I went to. I think I've told you a story. When I went to the protest for Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And I saw the guys like throwing bottles at the police van. And I was like, what are you trying to prove
for
the black community? Like, what are you trying to show?
But
because
people
that's making us look like we are
embarrassing.
To
make us look like we are violent.
People are getting mixed up with certain things. So yeah. when it came to that protest, yeah, you had a certain amount of people that were amping it up. Even was you watching lives and stuff like that during the protest?
Apparently white people were like putting bricks outside shops and stuff.
Was you watching the lives and the program? And like, yeah. Do you know song called Respect Rebellion? I want to shout out to you guys, but Respect Rebellion.
Who was that?
Forever Family.
Jen.
Give me a second.
May I have to cut this out? So who was that?
Are you done?
Are you done?
Anyway,
we have to cut that part out.
We're not cutting it out. We wanna. Okay. Anyway, she's gonna come back anyway. People at Forever Family, yeah. It's basically. You see how every like we had Black Panther.
I'm back.
Oh.
That wasn't even it. I was gonna get my coat because I'm cold.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry for keeping stopping, but we are in a place where there's loads of
noise.
So. You see how people have Black Panthers, they have the Muslim, what's it called?
Oh my gosh.
Other things, right?
Locked.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah. So you see how people have, we had the Black Panthers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have different organizations that are protecting black people for the black power. Yeah. Forever Family or Respect Rebellion were making a London version that would protect the people in a way, right? So they moved as like a black arm, like a Black Panther, Black Army kind of thing. And they were at the protest forefront, some of them. Mm. And they were showing things like people chatting on the net saying, we're going to be there, da-da-da-da-da, but when it came down to it, there was like 30 black people, maybe 100, like 300 black people, right? Compared to
everyone that's chatting shit.
Yeah, all the people that are saying that. So like when, they amped it up.
That Tommy Robinson?
Tommy Robinson. When he called black people out, right? Yeah. So I was watching all of the stuff. Yeah, that one. Press the button, please.
Go on. Carry on.
So when they called people out, right? It's full. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Just change the SD card, please. Yeah. Actually, damn. Should I delete my vlog today?
No.
Anyway, so what they were doing is that there were people talking on the net, there was people writing for the wrong reasons. They were writing for the clout, writing for the goodies that they were getting from shops, whatever they were doing. But when it came down to protecting the black people, they were nowhere to be seen. Yeah.
What, for the Tommy Robinson thing?
For the whole thing.
Nah, because when they were doing a thing, There was I don't know if it's rebellion, but there was lots of black people.
There was lots of black people.
Yeah,
and they were doing
yeah.
a
but compared to that's what I'm saying though. There was people that were there. That's what two groups of people, right? Yeah. So we had a big group of black people, but in there was two types of black people. The black people that was there to say I was there, or the black people that was there to say I'm protecting my people, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, leave the camera. Mm. But
pissing me right off.
With that situation, what happened was there was all in Trafalgar Square, yeah, and all these people were saying, yeah, I'm gonna be there, da da da. And people were getting pissed off because it was like, oh, like everyone's saying that they're for the black people, but where are they? Because there was like hundreds of white people rioting and pressing the black people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, no one wants to be seen. Like, all these influencers and these people are saying, oh, black power, da-da-da-da-da. They're nowhere to be seen.
Mm.
And this is the fact that I'm saying. It's like, people doing it for the culture, Yeah, people are doing it for the fakeness, and people are doing it for the
you know
wrong
it's for
reasons.
The kutos. It's the okay, yeah. You stand by Black BLM, but
it's
like
for the wrong reasons. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like what you were saying before. Sorry, I went a bit off topic.
No, that's cool, bro.
It was like people are not doing it for the right reasons. They're doing it for
their own reasons.
Their own reasons, and they're doing it for the reason they want to see how other people see them. In a way, that's how the same people, the white people, were there for the pictures, and that the rioters were started from white people, and the police wasn't shooting the white people; they were shooting the black people because. That's what they wanted to do. And yeah. Donald
I
Trump.
I think like my main concern was like there was media there.
Yeah.
And there was these people like throwing glasses at the van.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, what image do you want to show?
And that's the people. That's the people that when it comes to protecting our black people, they will go. But carry on.
But yeah, like I was just annoyed. me and Obi were trying to like, well, Obi was trying to warn everyone that the police were going to barricade us into this. We was at Downing Street.
Yeah,
and they were going to barricade us into this one spot.
I swear LV got was.
And they were like throwing bottles like, let us out. Da, da, da.
But that's not going to help. And I don't think.
It's not proving anything, right?
It's not a peaceful
I think
protest.
With that, but people had it as a peaceful process.
Was,
but there was people in there, as you know, hotheads, people that are there for. The fact of it's gonna be a vibe. It's gonna be a, you know, when you go out, you're like, oh, da, 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 da. I know people that was like, oh, I should go down and start punching
that
people.
That was like
that's
not
the point. Yeah, but that's not the point. And then it's like, then you had the same barricading and all that. The police have strategies to deal with certain things like that, right?
Do you think they don't go training?
But did you see how the reaction came for the white people?
What you mean?
You see how we were doing all of this.
Okay, and not white people, but the people that were there at the protest.
Far right protesters, right?
Yeah.
We were doing all of this, and we was holding signs. Yeah, and the police was like, get back, da, 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 right?
Yeah.
And then when the far right people came, and they were doing all of this.
They just stand there.
Yeah.
People, that police officer was getting banged in the face. But what was the reaction? For what reason?
Yeah.
You get it? And this is why certain people think, let's just fight because that's going to get a bigger reaction, whether you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing,
yeah,
and it's just like it's, I don't know, yeah.
I do.
No, okay, go on. But yeah, I get the whole thing. It's just the appropriation and appreciation and all of this stuff. And I'm just saying, with white people, and she's saying that is it racist to say that she's a grating? It's wrong, but check yourself first and. Check the fact that it's not just us saying great things. It's that like you've been saying nigger for the like you've been fighting for the right to say nigger in white people. So why can't we say yeah? But some white people have been fighting for the right to say nigger. If you can't if you can't say it, why can't you?
Yeah, it's stupid.
You get it?
I just think we should be saying it in general if it's coming from a malice place. If it's coming from a place of like.
Why can't we use the word that's been oppressing us for the time?
No, what I'm saying is that you can't use it if it's been... Don't use it in the same context it's been used. Yeah,
you shouldn't use it with negative connotations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're going to say
it... You shouldn't say it out of malice.
Say it to your brother or sister, bruv. Don't...
Say it in a positive way.
I hear that.
Make it hateful and have hateful connotations surrounding it.
Because then you're just keeping the
same energy... I hear that, but that's like saying South African people can't use the word kafir or... People can't use the word.
I'm not saying we can't use it. I'm just saying don't use it with negative connotations.
Because you didn't like it when you were being called it by white people.
Like,
so don't
I
hear
that.
You can say it as like.
But
your brother,
that's the whole point. That's the whole reason why we're using it. But that's the whole reason why we're using it to take out that meaning.
Exactly.
I understand. That's in a bad way. We shouldn't use it. Yeah. But this is the reason why I'm confused. And the white people saying, oh, why can't we use it? We're using it to each other to take out the meaning of it being bad. My nigga.
It's like a mutual,
you know what I mean?
It's a mutual struggle, I think.
But
obviously, we haven't experienced that kind of struggle, but I think it's a recognition for the mutual struggle that ancestors
and this
have
is, this is why I'm going I back think. Onto the fact of, when you say, why are we calling you gratings? It's like,
I feel like with that, with gratings, isn't it? What does that actually mean?
Grey,
just white. They have a grey undertone.
It's dull.
What's that?
Okay. Yeah.
What's that? Grating, isn't it like saying you're boring?
No.
It's skin colour based. It's like somebody
calling
you a dark
yeah.
thing.
That's what they do. You're right, Darky.
Darky or Blick.
Yeah, you're right, Darky.
Or Blick is the equivalent to Grey Tin. Yeah. It shouldn't be used.
Yeah. If you're saying Blick is in like, he's Blick.
Yeah, but even white girls saying, oh, I'm not going to go over, he's Blick or he's black.
Okay, cool, but you know I mean? The longest wood,
that's,
so what you
that's
saying?
That's bad.
But even that's racist. Yeah. Not racist, but it's...
No, but what if you... If you say,
oh, I'm going to go over him, he's got long wood. Yeah, how do you know?
No, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
But Mandem do the same thing.
Yeah, it's got... Oh, she's big back.
Mandem, Jesus, it's...
But that's because we see it.
Mandem do the same. Oh, she's a white teacher. She's probably uncultured and can't cook.
Nah, yeah, exactly. Probably, oh, she's black. She's got culture.
When Harry Pinero...
I'm going to delete my vlog. Oh, just start another one.
No, but this is on...
Oh, you don't delete the vlog?
No, but I'll just do another vlog tomorrow.
Oh, you changed your SD card?
We ain't got enough SD.
I've already changed it.
Yeah, but it's not recorded.
Okay.
Coolio. But yeah, that's like when Harry Pinero married Mira May, right? Everyone's going.
Is he chatting shit?
No.
Harry Pinero married someone.
He has a kid, bro.
I know he has a kid. Not married.
Wait.
He had a kid.
Okay.
I said he's engaged.
My bad.
They're dating though.
Yeah, I know they're dating.
They might as well be together. So.
Harry, why?
No, Jason. Harry had a kid with Mira May. And everyone bashed him because they thought she was uncultured because she looked like she was white. Or something like that.
I don't like it, man. You shouldn't play stereotypes on people because of their colour.
As in, like, he was saying, oh, all the black community were bashing me, but I know she's cultured.
I feel like this goes into a subject that we were talking about, like, me and Dre, like, we were all talking about, but we were kind of, like, thinking about, in the black community, it's actually so toxic.
Mm.
In every shade that you are in the black community, because I feel like if you're light skin, it's like I feel like this has happened like happened to me over time. I feel like black people look at you a certain way because, or they treat you a certain way because you're not black like them, but also you're not white. So it's like you don't quite belong here. You go to your white people now, and it's like because you've got that smidgen of black in you, now you're just black. So then you're left in the middle. But then when you call yourself mixed race now, it's a problem on both sides. Oh, you don't appreciate your blackness. But bro, when I came to you and wanted to chill with you, man, you were saying, oh, like, nah, man, you ain't got the same struggle. I know, but like, bro, like, what the fuck? Yeah. It's like there's no pleasing anyone. And then you try and please yourself now and it's a huge problem for everyone else. Mm. Like, just let people be. This is honestly what I don't understand. Just let people be. If they were... Like, sometimes, reasonably, if a Caucasian or white person is coming into a black community, like, yeah, I'm black. Like, I've seen that before. Like, relax.
Yeah, if you're like 1% black.
Your hereditary, like, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather is black. Cool. No. Not in this day and age. I can't lie to you. But if, like, your grandma is black, then I don't get it. What is there to debate about? And I know then it becomes, oh, logistics, like, oh, you're 1% black, so you doesn't quite make it. If you're 15%, then maybe you can try. Like, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying be a bit realistic. Like,
you know what it is, though? That's literally just your complexion.
It's your complexion, you're
not defined by your complexion. I mean, that's like cliche, but it's actually true. You're not defined by your complexion. This thing's actually hitting me. What the fuck? You're not actually defined by your complexion. All it is... It's just my colours this, your colours that.
I kind of want to drop the whole, I feel like I'm going to start actively not describing people with their colour. Because why? Why must that be the only thing that differentiates you and thingy?
I disagree.
Oh yeah, ignore it. Like,
I don't like, but I don't really like the thing of like, yeah, you're black, but like, we don't need to be saying every 5 minutes, I'm black because of this. Like, also, I don't care if you're white. Do you know what I mean? Either way, like, just be you. Let's describe you differently. We don't need to use your skin tone every 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's not like,
I don't see colour.
Like, I've seen some like you. You do this and that. Like, it's not like, it's literally like, I'm black, but my name's also Richard.
Yeah,
I also do this and that. It's not like a sort of thing. I'm black. Mostly Ghanaians have problems with gays. That means I may have some problems with gays, so watch out for me, gays. I know it's not like that.
Yeah,
it's literally like I'm black and I'm Richard.
I think also I hear what you're saying with the fact that like people are not accepting of race, yeah, obviously I've been through it, Bez. But I think also the fact of the reason why I say certain things about, oh, accept yourself as being black, mm-hmm. is that I know a lot of people that are saying, in a way, in a sense, they want to make their own race. So you have black, mixed race, and white. Or, like, when I say mixed, not, I'm not saying that's the only couple of races, but in the black community race, there'll be black, mixed race, and white.
Mm.
Yeah.
And other.
No, but when I say it like that, I'm like, I think that people always say, like, you're either going to be white or you're going to be black. And I don't get it, though, because then I've been told many times by different people that I am not black.
Mm.
But what am I? And this is the reason why I'm saying I'm not, apparently not black, is from, because both of my parents are not black, and, or, you know how it's
certain, a complexion thing.
But it's certain things that, because then you just said that, I understand what you're saying, because it's not, obviously it's wrong, it's not right, but you're saying that because you've got black in you, da 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 da, you're not black. But they're on the black spectrum, right?
Yeah.
I'm
not disagreeing with the fact.
Who are you? Yeah, that's
brother,
what I'm saying.
I'll chill. Let
who's
me
certain
chill.
People to say that you're not black when you don't know your own history?
Mm-mm.
And it's like, people are quick to say, just because my skin tone's darker than yours,
that gives me more right.
I'm blacker than you.
Authority.
But yet, you don't date black girls.
Mm.
But yet,
you don't eat spice. Yeah, you don't date
not like
your
that.
Race.
Not like that, because I know he don't like spiced food. But when I say don't eat spice, I'm talking about
you don't like flavor.
You don't like flavor.
I don't give a shit.
You don't.
My salt ass.
Like, have a black household. You don't. It's like, but because your skin's black, you're black. That's not right, though. Because people, who are you to now decline someone from being in a race that we are meant to be proud of? Yeah.
But is it a race or is it a culture? Because I think being black is a culture.
Camera. One of them.
Yeah, it's that one.
It's like, I think it's more based on the culture of being black. Yeah. Being white is based on the culture. It's not like, oh, your skin tone is black, you're a black person. No, it's like, on Sundays, you have a, do you know what I mean? On Sundays, you either have a roast dinner, typical English British roast dinner, or you have brown stew, chicken, rice, and peas. Like,
but,
it's
but,
cult. No, it's an example. It's an example, I'm saying. But
no,
it's but, culture. It's not about
no,
your skin colour,
no,
it's
but,
about the culture of the person,
no,
whether you're black
you can still
or white.
Be in
or whatever.
A black culture and have a normal roast. Them
it's
ones,
true.
On a
I mean, yeah, I do.
Like, it's not every day, season up everything, you know.
A nice roast.
Yeah,
nice.
Joe's really come to this realization.
No, it's true. It's not every day. Like.
But I hear the fact of people are getting tired of being not accepted into races, and I fully
just leave it. Just
hold on. I
want
to actually know what it says.
It's like a. It's like
can
a,
we normalize fucking relationships as well between, like fucking
interracial,
like on a real?
Yeah. Like, I didn't expect you two to be going out together.
I feel like a lot of the black community looks upon people for dating like. So I'm like, oh, that person's white. Oh, this person's that. Oh, she's this.
A lot
oh.
of hush hush. Like, what's that about?
No, I think it's just really coming from a flawed blueprint.
Like, oh, right, you date white
that
girls,
our
brothers.
Older generation brought to us. So then a lot of us have that mindset in the back of our mind, which then makes us act on it because we're brought up with it. That makes sense.
I don't think I've ever. The thing is, I don't think I've experienced many racial driven negative encounters, and I think mainly it's because down my road it's a load of white people, but my dad is quite in, like, my grandma, my nan and my dad, my granddad were very like not in with my dad, but like very like, you know, oh, like they didn't care, like nothing mattered, like it didn't matter about his race. My granddad would come round, like my other granddad. So a lot of it was integrated. We're very integrated into the team. he's had a mare with this camera. It's not even the camera, it's the SD card. But yeah, so I feel like I've, even at school, like in school, a lot of Asian people, quite a few white people, a lot of decent amount of black people. Like it's always been a mix. There's been a lot of white people on my road, but again, like they always know like, oh, hi, Antoinette. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of nice being the one like, oh, she, Antoinette. Do you know what I mean? Because there's no, you don't know no black people on your road.
Mm.
Huh?
No, I can't wait to go out in space, you know.
Yeah,
sorry.
You have a lot of troubles with this place. With
I didn't
even want to
mention
stuff.
It in this podcast.
It's fucking
today.
Dry.
No, I don't want to mention it.
I'll mention it, brother.
Brother, it's time to go. I'm joking. Anyway, yeah, so, I mean, have you guys seen that scene in Fresh Prince?
Mm.
Where Auntie
Viv? On a lighter note. by the way.
Auntie Janice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Brings
the
black basically. She comes in.
The black actor.
And there's a black guy that's like, yeah, I'm here to, like, he just comes in like, and everyone's like, oh yeah, so you're wow, you look beautiful.
The husband
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Oh, you look beautiful. And then obviously, Auntie Janice comes down, and then there's another white guy that comes in.
Why are you sucking off the bottle, brother? Yeah, can you not do that?
So
there's a, I know what episode you're on.
Auntie
about,
Janice yeah. comes down, and there's another white guy that comes in, and then she's kissing him. Everyone goes.
Everyone's surprised.
No, but I swear it's like how I swear it was like they tip him because they think he's a cab driver. Yeah. Like, yeah. And then they dismiss him.
Yeah, and then the black guy's like,
yeah.
"Where's my lady at?" Like, yeah. And was like, "Yeah, you here's something for the road." Yeah. Like, it's literally, everyone was like, "Oh, he seems extremely tall." And then Wilson was like, hey, then y'all know he's white.
Yeah. I don't think there's a problem with interracial relationships unless...
I feel like people have like, a problem with it.
Yeah.
They look down upon it.
Yeah, well, people. I think it depends because you could be attracted. I'm not really attracted to white girls, but there are some white girls out there, but, you know...
Big Bunda, shout me.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's just who you're attracted to. To be honest with you.
The thing is, I don't care. I feel like with relationships, like your thing.
Like, it's my thing. It's like, brother, why do you care though?
Why do you care if I'm smart in a white thing or a black thing? Like, it doesn't matter you. Why do you care? Are you going home to at night? No. So why do you care?
Yeah. Just if I have a good English is my first language. If I have a good vibe with you, that's it.
Simple.
On the topic of race.
What's the worst race guy?
No,
I'm joking.
What's the worst race?
Meghan and Harry.
I didn't watch that.
Let's not speak about this.
I didn't watch that.
Why?
Because nobody knows. Fuck all. I don't know.
No, we just talk about what we need to talk about.
The thing is,
Ting. I don't care, man.
The thing is, it's again another thing of do your thing. Just do your thing. Like, they don't need to keep. I can't lie. After this, I don't hear no more interviews unless it's something new. Like, I swear to God, because I feel like you've had so much airtime now on the same fucking topic. Like, I actually don't care anymore. Am I the only one? Because I feel like I'm
just
tired of hearing
care.
It.
Like,
I've never cared
I
about.
Didn't care
I've never
I
cared
care.
About the royals, but I've cared about the reception that they get. Like, I think there's a lot of people out there that was like, yeah, fucking get her out, the royal family. She's fucking black.
You
why
know
is
what's,
she
you
here?
Know what's mad though. Isn't it just because she has some, like, black culture in her ancestry? It's not
her
even like
black. Her mum's black.
Her mum's black.
Yeah.
And she's not even
but
black.
But the thing is,
like,
I think
it's black.
Well, she's
her
not
mom,
even fully
she's
black. That's
she's
what I'm
mixed.
Saying.
She's black.
Yeah, she's mixed. Black. She's mixed and she has some black. It's literally just a percentage.
She's black.
Her mum is black, bro.
Oh, my. Okay, cool. I'm not saying fully black.
Yeah, of course, but her mum is.
But that's what I'm saying.
Her fully black,
I'm not saying. I'm saying, what would actually happen if a fully black person went into the?
What's fully black?
As in your mum's black, your dad's black.
As in first.
Yeah, but I'm not fully.
Actually, maybe
no, but hold on.
But
I'm not saying.
I'm not saying she's not black.
But hold on. I hear
so
what you're saying.
A darker skinned woman.
Yeah.
But I'm not fully black
okay,
though. Because
cool.
If I'm saying fully black, I'm not paying homage to my Middle Eastern side. I can't say I'm. Fully black and fully Middle Eastern. It doesn't make sense. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It's like me saying I'm a chocolate like I'm only a chocolate cake, but I have strawberry inside me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm both. Mm-hmm. I still see myself as a black person, but I also see myself as a person who's from the Middle East.
So like if we went with that logic, I'm mixed race. Cause I have my great grandfather's white.
Mm-hmm.
You seem triggered.
No, I'm not triggered.
He is.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No.
It's triggered.
But it's not. But it's true. I
hear exactly what
I
you're saying.
I can't see. I'm not. If I'm being, I'm not fully black. My DNA.
I'm not fully black.
Yeah, my DNA
not
is
fully
not
black,
fully black.
But I'm not with the fact of people saying, someone saying like, you're not black.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm not black.
I'm not saying. I wasn't saying these.
Like, no. I know. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Like.
Okay, cool.
I know. I understand exactly what you're saying. She's not two black parents. Okay.
What I was trying to say is, like, imagine if
it was not the worst, but if it was even more like,
if
more
there was, so she was if like, more percentage of
first generation comes from,
yeah,
but she could be ratchet. You never know. Just because she's light, she did. She could be the worst.
I don't know.
But can I say the reason why they left the Royal House? I think it was because, basically, they all have royal duties to serve, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think I don't think she understood that, and I don't think Harry told her that before they got married. Mm-hmm. So she walked into it in a sense of thinking
she was blind.
Didn't know I had to do all this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And being a normal civilian or a celebrity, she didn't have to. Like, you can go to press conferences, but you don't have to do it every day. But as a royal, these are things for the month, for the year ahead. These are all the engagement you have to go to, and I don't think she was prepared for that. I think that's the reason as to what, and I feel like in some ways it's Harry's fault because you didn't let her know, you didn't prepare her. My mum was saying the other day that, like, it's because I'm away from
No, go back.
My mum was saying the other day it's because, like, Harry's had a lot of serious relationships in the past. See, I don't even fucking know. It's my parents that know all this rubbish. But apparently Harry's had a lot of serious relationships in the past. But the reason why they've always broke up is because they've realised, shit, I've got to change certain things to be in this royal family. So, like, now my assumption is that he hasn't told Meghan all of it because he loves her, but he doesn't want to lose her because of where he comes from. So, obviously, he's not happy with it either. So, they've got married. Then she's realised, shit, I've got to do lots of work. She's probably said to him or something, oh, like, I'm not comfortable with doing this. I've just had a baby. I don't want to be doing all this. Like, I want to either get a divorce or we leave or something. So he's left because he doesn't want to do it anymore. Also, his mum, the whole trouble with his mum in a car crash.
He wasn't getting respected in the family
because
anyway.
The reason why is because he was never on. He was never going to be on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
From the time William was born and had kids, the boy, the girl, whatever, he was never going to be on that throne. Unless all of them
die.
He's
not getting on the throne
anyway. Never.
Exactly. So the problem that I have with this is, like, why do we care so much then? Let them do their thing. He was nowhere going to be on the throne. He will never have a title. Like, it doesn't. Honestly, worry about William.
Why just fuck the royal family?
Fuck the royal family off. But if you're going to do anything, British media, worry about one thing. William, like.
I think it's coming from the.
And that's on my limited understanding of the whole situation.
I think the issue is coming from the. When he married, or when them two got together. The way some of the British people responded, like,
yeah,
negative. That's where that thing came from, and everyone was like, "But why though? Why are you negative about it?
That's
nothing wrong.
He
loves her. She loves him."
No, when they married her, the real side of English's racism came out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
I think it's. Just last thing, I think it's partly racism, it's partly also you're accustomed to seeing certain things in the royal family.
Mm.
It's racist that you can't adapt, but I feel like a lot of people, like older people as well, it's like, it's not just people that are like our parents or our grandparents, it's older than that have been accustomed to seeing white people in the royal, in the royalty.
They're not even the royal family, but okay.
They're not even the real, they're all German.
Yep.
They're none of them. They're not British. They're German, but it's like you're accustomed to seeing a white face. Now to see a black face, it's like, hold on, do it. Do you know what I mean? It's weird. It's not weird, but it's out of the normal. So then it triggers the why is she there? She's black. Like then it starts getting racist because you can't adapt to the change. That's the problem. Personally, that's what I feel anyway. I feel like it's faults on both sides of the story, to be honest.
I think she's a black woman and the media just don't like her.
Yeah, that as well. She didn't like it, she left, and you don't like it now.
Anyway.
I think that's... I don't know. Is it an hour? I don't know if it's been an hour.
Yeah. That was the only one that's been consistent.
Yeah. As usual.
As usual. Right, then. Any last topics, guys? If you've got any, I'm gonna do a point of call for like spaces. If you have, if you know anyone on a low that you know, rents out a space.
We should say this at the beginning of the next one, you know, because more people click.
I'm gonna write. We have to write a script, bro. You lot see a lot of what we plan.
The behind,
but
yeah.
Who really cares? We're gonna write a script.
This is transparency. We're giving you transparency here. I can't lie to you.
We're gonna write a script, and you see in a church here where the piano's playing and they start doing announcements. Jay's we have we want to raise food for the homeless.
Shout out to Jeffrey. Has raised £50 billion.
Yeah,
for
but
the
we're
church.
Gonna do that. We're gonna do like we need this. We're gonna can you ask us? Can you help us with this? So this is why we need the script because we miss out a lot of stuff in the beginning. But,
not script, but we need bullet points. We need to know what we're going to say.
A script.
Script seems a bit scripted.
A script.
Seems a bit robotic.
I think Loki don't like that. You lot don't like that.
I don't like scripts.
With when it comes to, in a way.
This is not a performance. This is a podcast where we talk freely. So a script seems a bit.
But you're always performing.
I don't know about that because I'm not performing now.
Yeah, but. Once you're in front of 24-hour
shift and
once you're on
camera, it's just an exaggerated
curtains open,
of
your
yourself,
eyes open.
So it's acting in
like
that way.
With certain things, it's like you have to do it for it to become like as again. You see when we was doing the YouTube, and it's like you have to put on the persona. Not you don't have to put on the persona, but
like when you answer a phone call,
hello. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, like hello. Yeah. No, but it's like. When you're on YouTube, instead of like my energy is here. When I'm on the camera, hi guys, that's what I think. And that's what I think is like. So
I think I'd do a little bit better if we did YouTube videos now.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, because you have that experience of being on camera now.
Yeah,
and more confidence.
But it's like I think stuff like that, like Foot Asylum, all them have scripts to make sure
they have a beginning script.
They have a beginning script, but it's also the thing
they have
of
a structure, more than not really a script.
Script seems very like your line.
It's gonna be like that because it will be like
in the beginning, but not all the way through.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I was talking about.
That's the thing I'm scared about, though. I just don't want it to be like everything scripted. So,
but what would you put in the script then? The so-called script.
Hi guys, welcome to About That Chat. In this episode, we're talking about. Oh yeah, man! Alright, cool. Then we have free flow. But
then that's just like a little introduction thing, isn't it? It's more like.
But it's called a script because it's a scripted version of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. I hate the squared script. Just makes me automatically think everything's planned. Now, obviously, it's planned, but like I don't know. It's just the word. I hear what you're saying, and we need to do that clearly.
The word script is just ugly.
Yeah, it's just I don't like it. It makes me just feel like.
So is the word bunda.
No, but we like Bunda.
Anyway, we have been About That Chat. Thank you guys for watching. And we hope to see you guys next time.
We love you guys.
Adios. Hey.
Adios.
Like, comment, subscribe.
I beg you, lock it up before we do this.
That was shit hungry. 1, 2, 3.
Yes, I did the bass.
No. Do it again.
Me and him banged it. I don't know what the fuck you lot were doing. You.